one for the record books.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning, I'm Bill Radke. American International Group is expected to announce today the biggest quarterly loss in corporate history. AIG reportedly lost more than $60 billion in the final 3 months of 2008. Now the U.S. government is getting ready to bail out the insurance giant for the fourth time. But this time the help will be different, as Marketplace's Dan Gretsch explains.
The price tag on the first three AIG bailouts was $150 billion. That money was aimed at helping the troubled insurance giants survive this crisis. The latest bailout, agreed to last night, appears to set the stage for a breakup of the 90-year-old firm. It provides an additional $30 billion in loans. It cancels out a portion of the loans given out last year and cuts the remaining loan's interest rate to zero. In exchange, the government gets preferred shares that pay a dividend, and it creates government trusts to hold two AIG units that sell life insurance overseas, American International Assurance and American Life Insurance. AIG has been unable to sell off those assets, even at fire sale prices. I'm Dan Gretsch for Marketplace.
Some of the billions that the federal government is spending on AIG are coming from the TARP, the Troubled Assets Relief Program. The TARP is sometimes referred to as a federal bank bailout, but it was meant to include the insurance industry. When President Bush's Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson announced the $700 billion package, he encouraged insurance companies to apply. Frank Keating is president of the American Council of Life Insurers. So, Frank, what happened to the insurance bailout?
Well, that's the imponderable. That's the big question mark, because last fall, the Congress specifically put the insurance industry in the bill. And we had a series of meetings at Treasury. And the problem was, well, since you're state regulated, I wanted it to happen, Secretary Paulson said, but I wonder how we're going to do this. And we pretty well agreed that if they bought thrifts or banks, the federal government would understand what they're all about. So out of some thousand life insurance companies, 13 applied. One withdrew its application, but since then it has been silent, which is certainly troubling to us because we've invested in some cases heavily into the thrift business in order to be entitled to be considered, and the phones do not get answered.
You know that critics say that $700 billion bailout package was meant to save the banking system, not life or property insurers. Why should you get the money?
Well, the life insurance industry, the banks are $15 trillion, the mutual funds, $10 trillion, the life insurance industry, $5 trillion. We have $2 trillion in long-term bonds. Most of our investments are 20 years plus. The industry is hugely significant to the progress and the success of the financial economy, and the Congress saw that. The Treasury Department, quite truthfully, saw that as well, but because we are state regulated, it's out of sight, out of mind, and we think that's distressing.
If life insurers are shut out of that rescue money, what's the impact on policyholders?
Well, no impact on policyholders, because the reserves, the capital, are there to satisfy policyholder claims. That's not the problem. The problem is we want to go out and buy bonds. We want to go out and get active in the marketplace as we traditionally are, greasing this financial marketplace skid, making sure that we're in a position to continue to buy trillions of dollars of bonds. And more capital means more commercial activity, more purchase activity, more lending activity. That's good for the entire economy.
Frank Keating is president of the American Council of Life Insurers. Frank, thank you.
You're welcome, Bill. Thank you.
World stock markets, how many times have we said this? They're tanking again today. Major Asian markets sank 4%. European shares are down 2 and 3% this morning. Economic recovery just does not seem to be in sight. Wall Street indices hit 12-year lows yesterday. The Dow closed at, that's Friday rather. On Friday, the Dow closed at 7,062, and that was the lowest finish since May 1st, 1997. The world's airlines lost up to $8 billion last year, far more than the $5 billion previously estimated. That's according to the International Air Transport Association. Falling oil prices have helped the industry in general, but many of the airlines locked in higher oil prices last year because they were hedging. Airline stock prices fell nearly 30% in February. They are more than 40% lower since the start of 2009.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, a not-for-profit financial service provider helping its members navigate troubled economic times. Thrivent.com/new offers. American Public Media presents Repossessing Virtue, fresh thinking on the moral, spiritual, and ethical aspects of the economic downturn. Gain perspective at speakingoffaith.org.
A group called Capital Climate Action is planning a rally today in Washington, D.C. to raise awareness of global warming. The target? An old coal-fired power plant just south of the Capitol. It provides electricity to Capitol Hill. Ronnie Radbill has more.
The coalition is bringing out a heavy hitter to bolster its cause, running an ad on YouTube with actress Susan Sarandon.
The American people will take a stand at Congress's own coal-fired power plant, a glaring symbol of coal's hold over our government.
Some congressional Democrats want the Capitol Power Plant to switch from coal to natural gas in an effort to cut carbon emissions. But with the right technology, Joe Lucas with Clean Coal Electricity says coal can be an environmentally friendly option.
It will be necessary for us to have these technologies if we are to achieve our goal of reducing greenhouse gas emissions on a global scale.
It remains to be seen just how tough the White House will be when it comes to coal. But under the new administration, the Environmental Protection Agency recently halted approval of a coal plant in South Dakota. In Washington, I'm Ronnie Radbill for Marketplace.
We'd like to know how you are feeling the fallout from this recession. Tell us your story at marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke, hoping you have a great Monday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.